It all began in 1994, when Chantel Brown was rushed away in an ambulance. The Wanakee teen suffered from depression and other problems stemming from an abusive mother. Her guardian, Jackie Pereno, remembers when Chantel was 16 years old.
She took a bottle of prescription medication, took the whole bottle at once, and died on the way to the hospital, and they did CPR, and she had a period of time where she was without oxygen. She's a miracle.
I have disability.
Chantel revived, but with brain injuries that left her blind and largely unable to move. Now 32, she has trouble finding words and can't do math. But Chantel says she's happier now with her foster guardian.
How did you come to know Jackie?
Group home.
You were at the group home. I wasn't.
Yeah. Waiting for you a long time.
You were waiting for someone for a long time, and I came and I picked you.
Yeah.
Did you pick me?
Yeah.
Chantel's childhood dream was to be a model. She even attended modeling school and had a portfolio. But with her injuries, she couldn't find work. She soon realized other people with disabilities wanted to look nice and indulge in fashion, too. This led Chantel to organize an event that's taken off since.
Welcome, everyone, to the 4th annual fashion show for all abilities.
With help from the UW-Madison's Wiseman Center and lots of volunteers, people with all kinds of mental and physical disabilities can have their yearly turn at the catwalk. Inside Monona Terrace, nearly 400 spectators cheer on dozens of models who strut their stuff, with designer chic paired with wheelchairs, braces, and canes. One model is 8-year-old Lexi McSwain, who sports a pink cane with a colorful dress.
Pink, yellow, blue, white.
What's your favorite part?
The posing.
How do you learn all the great moves?
I just make them up.
Lexi's mom, Alyssa, says this is her daughter's 4th year with a fashion show for all abilities.
Basically, her spine didn't form properly, so there's some mobility issues. It's been very challenging, and so it's been really fun to see her here at the fashion show. She gets to dress up in her pretty dress, and it just really makes her feel so good about herself.
Chantel Brown can relate. She leaves the runway smiling, sporting a peach blouse, beaded necklace, and modest brown skirt. She chats it up with caretaker Dana Chicker, who pushes her wheelchair.
Hey Chantel, you look awesome. Did you hear the applause when you went down the runway?
Yeah.
Everyone was cheering for you.
Thank you.
Part of the event's mission is to raise retailers' awareness of people with disabilities. Complaints include narrow aisles, cramped fitting rooms, and uncomfortable salespeople. Tackling these issues isn't just sensitivity, it's good business, argues Jennifer Addis. The 2001 Miss Wheelchair Wisconsin says she herself never gave these issues much thought before a car accident left her paralyzed from the waist down 16 years ago.
But now that I'm in this situation, it's in my face all the time. So I can't necessarily be upset with the rest of the world for not getting it.
The world stands to get it a little more each year as the fashion show keeps growing. This year, organizers had to turn away models, and there's talk of needing more space and more sponsors. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.